Hello, is that Trevor Winkworth?
Speaking, Paul.
Oh, it's good to get you, Trevor. We're talking on Skype, but where are you now? I'm in Glenmire in Cork. Where are you?
I'm just back in our office in Crosshaven in Cork.
And you're just back, which means you've been somewhere. I actually know where you've been, but tell the listeners.
I was at the World Travel Market in Excel in London, which the Excel is the major exhibition centre out near London City Airport, and actually you would all know it, anyone who watched the Olympics, because that's where they held the boxing and things like the judo and various indoor sports.
You mean they've turned that boxing stadium into a business exhibition centre?
Well, they turned it the other way. They turned an exhibition centre into a boxing stadium.
Ah, right.
So the Excel holds about exhibitions which cater for, this would have been attended by about 20 to 30,000 people who are interested or involved in the business of tourism.
And where would these 10 to 20,000 people have come from, Trevor?
All over the world. The way the World Travel Market is set out is the world. So you've giant exhibition halls, and within that you've the continents. So you've the Middle East, Europe, Americas, Australia, and Asia. So each hall, and within each hall then, the countries who pay to be there have their own stands. So you have Dubai, you have Sharjah, in Europe you have Spain. So you've enormous booths on which then tourism bodies, tour operators, hotel operators, bus operators all represent themselves on the country of where they're based. So it's a little bit like a map of the world. You sort of say, where am I going to go? I'm off to Dubai now. And then you can pop over to Sharjah, and then you can pop down to Abu Dhabi. And then you can pop off to Oman, and then you can say, well, look, let's go to Europe now for the afternoon.
And tell me, Inhan Guides, your company, you're the CEO of Inhan Guides. Were you exhibiting there, or were you going around from continent to continent?
No, we were doing a walking tour. we use it for contacts. So we had set up meetings in advance with people from various countries that we're targeting. And we spend, it was myself and Valley in customer care, and my other director, Leo Callas. So we were divide and conquer. So we had meetings with various countries. Valley had a lot of meetings with the Belgians. I had meetings with people from Ireland. I had meetings with people in particular from Dubai, which were very interesting. And a lot of people would use it that way. So they would use it to pre-plan 3 days of work, because you get to people in a much easier and convenient manner. And you also make contacts, you run into people along the way.
I was recently at the Web Summit in Dublin, Trevor, and I have recent experience of going into a large exhibition, although it was nothing like the same size. How did you make contact with people before the World Travel Market?
I learned 2 years ago on the day, certainly, if you go up to the stand and say, oh, would you talk to me? They will say, no, we're busy. You know, did you make an appointment? So the World Travel Market website will put up on it who's attending. And within that, I had Valley emailing people from, 2 months ago.
And, oh, really?
And out of that, we got a load of appointments. Or people would say to you, look, yes, got that. Don't want to give you a set time, but please drop by. But it's better off to be organized in advance. And then we also used it to have business meetings with people we know. So, for example, our partners, Audio Connects Us, we spent a whole day with them because we knew they'd be in London from North America. And we spent a day locked in a hotel room discussing 2 years of future business with them. So you'll also have a lot of meetings going on outside Excel, and you'll have people socializing, having a bite to eat or having a beer and a chat afterwards.
And tell me, the three of you, just to, the three of you, Leo, Valley, and yourself, used you meet during the day, or were you all off on your
sectors? We'd meet up, and some meetings we'd all be in, other ones we'd divide and conquer, as I said. So it's very busy. We'd come back with about 20 or 30 follow-ups now to do after the 3 days. And we're, you know, that's keeping it restricted.
And tell me, how did you prevent yourself getting swamped by opportunities? I mean, these things can be very, very exciting.
You learn a lesson. You just, you know, don't, there's no point going and throwing out your business card to 227 people and then expecting to follow it up. So we tend to be, you know, selective. We've got, I would say, about 8 or 9 really good opportunities came out of this. And from that, we'll, you know, if 3 or 4 of those come together, they'll be large-scale opportunities. So, for example, I'll be heading to Dubai in at the end of January, it's agreed, to present our product to the Dubai Convention Center, because the business manager for that is also on the tourism board of Dubai. And he said this is a good time, because last month we had a meeting and we were wondering about the whole area of audio players and audio guides and what should our strategy be. So we're in at the ground with them now, and I'll be out there on the around the last week of January to present to him and present to his team.
And is Dubai an area that you would like to be traveling back and forward to, Trevor? I know the last time we spoke, you told me how in-hand guides was more or less invented on an aeroplane while flying back from Dubai.
Was, yeah. No, we were not doing anything in the Middle East, but I've two reasons to go to Dubai. This is one, and the other reason is, as it happens, Arab Healthcare is on there, and that's a large exhibition on health and pharmaceuticals. So it suits perfectly. I'll be able to go to Dubai and do tourism business, which would be interested in opening, but I'm also interested in healthcare in the Middle East, because again, you're back to problems, you're back to how to educate people on some of those health issues we discussed before.
And you're already in the African connected with Africa in relation to healthcare. So now you're hoping to move into healthcare in the Middle East?
Yep. So we'll be looking, and we'll be following up some of our partners from Africa into the Middle East, and we'll be looking at tourism. So it'll be a very useful 2 or 3 days to be in Dubai. And I used to travel around the Middle East, as we mentioned before, a lot, so I know the area.
Okay, let's go back to Ireland, Trevor. I'm quite interested in knowing, at the World Travel Market, did you notice any Irish companies?
Tourism Ireland handle the Irish pavilion in the World Market, and unfortunately, being Cork-based, I'm sorry to relate, Cork didn't even get a look in.
You mean there were no Irish companies from
the
Cork there?
The Southwest region were not represented. Now, the companies who were there were private companies, you know, tour companies looking for incoming. But one of the things I'll be reporting back to Team Cork, because they asked me to, was how was Cork represented, and I would have to say dismal would be the word.
I have that from another source, by the way. Peter Conway, I don't know if you met him.
I know, I met Peter, and we're also meeting. He's one of my follow-ups. The next week or two, we're meeting as well.
All right. Well, that's a bit about Cork. That Cork needs to get its act together a bit more than it sounds to me. I'm not sure if people who are heading up the effort to get tourism to Cork agree with me, but
Team Cork, City Hall are putting together some very interesting projects next year, because we're involved.
Well, you're doing some business with them.
And they're basically going to Damien O'Mahony and City Hall are doing the job for Paul Charland.
Okay, well, look, what about
Ireland? Well, the gathering was got a mention, because obviously that's what I call do-it-yourself tourism.
Tell me, do in-hand guides have an opinion or a plan for the gathering, Trevor? I haven't told you I'm going to ask you this, but I'm very intrigued to know if you think the gathering is an opportunity or a distraction.
We're trying to get involved. I've made representations and we're in the middle of more. I met one of the people over there. We think our product's perfect for the gathering, but whether the gathering see that, I don't know. Because it's a little bit of a do-it-yourself, you know, why don't asking everyone else to organize something when I think they should be doing a lot, you know, they should also be giving the incentive. I think we discussed this before. If I was doing the gathering, I'd have offered special airfares online from Aer Lingus and had a gathering airfare or discounts for people bringing in extra people. Because if you give people a discount on an airline, let's say 50 or 100 euro come from America, you're going to spend a few thousand when they're here.
Absolutely.
Well, look, and the UK market is very weak at the moment. The tourism numbers in the UK are very poor.
And tell me, what about, let's talk about North America. Your partner in North America, Audio Kinexus, it came across specially for it?
They come every year because they're meeting bus companies, I mean, both meeting their clients and they're meeting prospective clients. In fact, we met them 2 years ago. They came looking for us 2 years ago. That's how we met. They emailed us and said, we'd like to meet you guys. Would you be at the World Travel Market? And we said, yes, we will. And that's how a beautiful relationship started.
Wow, that's a very good case study for Irish business and American business, a good place to kind of build a partnership.
Oh, yeah, no, so we, and then we're back in Ireland next week. We have a whole day in CIT discussing development plans, product plans, which obviously, unfortunately, are confidential, but we're now discussing how we're going to tackle new technology in the next 2 years to go into the tourism audio market. So it's ramping up rapidly.
And CIT is Cork Institute of Technology.
Technology, and in specific, the Nimbus Centre, where they have expertise in embedded computing. So they're our design arm. We contract them to design our audio players. And we have plans out 2 years now to develop new technology for this whole travel market.
So travel market in 2014 will see you launching something new, do you suspect?
Yes, would be the answer. And we'll be looking at how we sort of put a plan in place for that, because it will be quite exciting.
Well, I know you can't say very much about it at this stage, but tell me, did you find while you were over in London at the World Travel Market that there are many competitors of in-hand guides in the marketplace, Trevor?
Thankfully not really, because we're still small. We're still working away in our own little way, and there will be once we're successful, but at the moment we have a reasonably clear run.
And tell me, is there any news you'd like to share with us today now? Is there anything coming up in the next couple of months that you want to highlight?
Really what we're doing at the moment is we're the tourism season goes quiet from November to March. So our whole push now is to win new clients and have the product on their shelves for next April. So we have a big push. I've just employed a new marketing executive, Dan. He's again, he did a business degree in CIT a few years ago. He started and he's full-time working now on a marketing push for us. I'm taking on a similar graduate under JobsBridge next week, and they're working away on this push for the next 5 months to bring us in new clients for next April. We're already in discussion with a range of them in the UK and Ireland. And the aim will be, we're looking to double sales next year.
All right. Well, it would be very good to meet him. I look forward to
We'll arrange a meeting with Shane in the coming weeks and with Jamie. And so I have a team now based again in the Rubicon Business Center in CIT. And next year, if our funding holds up, we hope to add another two jobs, more on the technical and the website.
Right. Sounds excellent. You mentioned JobsBridge there, and in my own company, Change Agents, I'm actually particularly thinking about the possibilities of JobsBridge for our business.
Oh, look, we'll meet and have a discussion about that. It's a little bit of a do-it-yourself. In that once you have somebody, once you have what they call an internship up on the website, you have to wait for them to come to you, which I find a little bit strange. I would have thought Foss, who manages behind the scenes, would be seeking people for you, because there's probably 50,000 people who would like a job tomorrow morning in Cork. But you have to wait for them to come to you. So you do need to be a little bit proactive at sort of getting out the message that you have an internship up on JobsBridge. Once you have somebody and they qualify, it's very straightforward. It's just the initial getting people to know. So I had to put the word out myself, and I got a very good candidate after about a month. But I'd been sitting around for a month wondering what's happening, and then I found out nothing happens.
All right. Well, look, Trevor, I better let you go in a minute. Is there any last word you'd like to have as the chief executive officer of Inhan Guides? What's it feel like at the moment?
We're, as I said, our whole focus now is for next year is two things. One is to double our sales in our current product, which is ready to go, and we have 5 months now to bring in the new clients. And the other goal for next year is to launch and test our new wireless version of the player, which I can't tell now, but we already have three international clients who want to test next year. And when the time is right, I'll be able to tell you who they are, because they're very exciting.
Well, I do hope that I'll be one of the earliest people to discuss it with you so that we can get that word out there about the wireless.
You'll be first to know.
All right. Trevor Winkworth, CEO of Inhan Guides. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and keep well.
Thanks, Paul. Talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Trevor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.